Hi, this is a dictation for Robert Ham, R-O-B-E-R-T-H-A-M-M. Robert Ham is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 2/22/2022, and his accident happened on February 6, 2022. Date of birth is 5/18/1983, and date of service is 5/12/2022. History of presenting illness: Mr. Robert Ham is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 2/6/2022, where he was a restaurant driver, and he did a T-bone accident. He hit another car, T-bone, on the passenger side of the other car. The impact of the accident caused him some headaches without any TBI symptoms. And his front of the car was completely damaged, windshield was cracked, and his hand was hit on the steering wheel, and airbag impacted him. He jerked forward and then jarred into the headrest, so some neck whiplash was present. However, his main issues are right hand thumb, where he cannot bend it completely, he cannot flex it completely, and some swelling is there at the base of the thumb. He was sent to an orthopedic surgeon who had cleared him for any fracture. A CT scan recently was done, was found negative for the right hand. His pain in the lower back continues. It began at night and still is at 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, although it varies from 6 to 9. Then patient does report 40% improvement in his pain level, and ADLs are affected as follows. The mood and sleep are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review, patient reports fatigue and difficulty sleeping. He denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, double vision, or blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There's no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no loss of memory, anxiety, depression, panic are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back along with stiffness in the lower back and a slight pain in the right hand and wrist, although the CT scan is now found to be negative. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma or trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In the last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level has remained the same with only slight improvement, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma reported. Current medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance history, patient is compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 144/92. Pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the physical examination comes from the previous visit of 4/6/2022, dictation number 0408-055. Plan of care is to continue seeing Dr. Hockey for his right thumb. If any issues persisting, I've explained to him that since CT scan is negative for the right hand, only some tendinitis is there which should heal up. I've offered him an injection locally for cortisone. If worse comes to worse, it doesn't improve. He's wearing a thumb spike splint. Regarding the lower back pain, the there is a bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac at L4-5, herniated disc at L5-S1, with mild to moderate bilateral neural foramen stenosis and bilateral facet arthropathy. The patient has been advised that he may benefit with the lumbar epidural steroid injection that will be needed from 4 to 6, and if they do not help, then a surgical consultation will be obtained. The patient will give you, and once he provides the consent, then lumbar epidural steroid injection can be done. Thank you.